The Philippines debate may allow for an Islamic State. Have you ever wondered why you're being asked to pray for Syria's refugees? And do you want to impact eternity? We'll tell you how you can on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lawmakers are trying to pass legislation that would create an independent Islamic State on the Philippines' second largest island. Filipino Christians are apprehensive because the state would be ruled by Sharia law. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission.
Sharia law basically is what you see in ISIS-controlled areas and Saudi Arabia.
ISIS already has supporters on the island, and this new bill could secure their foothold in Southeast Asia. National missionaries supported by Christian Aid Mission are trying to tell others about Jesus while they still can.
They're trying to make the most of the time because once this goes through, probably in a short time, they're going to be forced to leave or worse.
Will you pray for them? Also pray that the proposed bill won't become law.
They still have a lot of wide open doors, and they're not sure how long it's going to last, but they see this as really important that they can urgently get the gospel out where they can.
The chance of resolution in Eastern Europe is looking bleaker. Pro-Russian separatists recently attacked the town of Mariinka with heavy artillery, breaking their ceasefire with Ukraine. But Slava Gospel Association is helping bring peace. SGA President Bob Provost.
The fighting has intensified, especially in the village of Mariinka, where the ceasefire was violated. 21 were killed and 120 injured. In this village, war victims are being supported through SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund. Families are being fed and receiving needed clothing.
Many churches lost members and people left the region, but the gospel stands strong.
In most churches, an equal number so far of speakers and new believers are coming in and filling up the churches where the members had left.
You can help by praying for those surviving war victims.
They're often risking their lives to minister to the refugees. And if you're able, please help. Help us provide the food and the clothing that is needed. A small gift of $15 provides a food pack to feed a family for a week.
This is Mission Network News. Ever wonder why we should keep praying for Syria's refugees? International Mission Board tells us the story of a Syrian man who arrived at a refugee camp vengeful and angry. His life was in tatters, but he met a believer who gave him a Bible and shared the gospel with him. He was struck by the love and forgiveness he saw and gave his heart to Christ. He told the IMB that God saved him from the war to help him know who Jesus is. Keep praying for Syria's refugees. If you knew every dollar you donated went to feed, clothe, and share Christ with a child, would you get involved? Well, that's exactly what happens when you become a child sponsor with Orphan's Heart. President of Orphan's Heart, Dr. Jerry Haig.
In a new program, we have over 700 children that are individually sponsored. And one thing that's unique about our child sponsorship program is that it's $35 a month, but that every dollar that's given is tracked to that individual child.
Haig says globally, each year 3 million children die because of hunger. 400 of their kids are waiting for your support.
For about $1 a day, I can change that child's life. I can make sure they don't go to bed hungry. I can make sure that they're going to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, and because of that love that surrounded them, we see so many of these kids accepting Christ as their Savior.
And 2 weeks ago, we let you know that InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Alec Hill was stepping down from leadership to deal with bone marrow cancer. Even as we ask you to pray for him, we're sharing news to pray about. Jim Lundgren, a 42-year veteran with InterVarsity, is stepping in as interim president. Under his leadership and because of his passion for evangelism, there was unprecedented growth not seen since the early days of InterVarsity. Get the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.